This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasoline. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now your host, Rick Moore.
Hello, hello. Oh, there we go. Gosh, that was a really, really interesting start. That's, you know why? Because everyone was so exhausted. We all had to take a deep, quiet breath for a moment. That was nutty. Rusty Sempre and the Bluegrass folks always exhaust me on Fundraiser Sunday. Holy snout, yes. Ooh-wee. Well, thank you so much for everyone who's been listening, who's been participating in the fundraiser. It's nice to everyone who's made their phone call and donated some money to the station. Although I will say that for many of us, absolute crazy. Let me take a moment and thank the folks who should be helping us today, like Blue Ridge Graphics. You can find them at Mead Avenue and East High Street, serving Charlottesville with custom T-shirts, sportswear, and professional graphic design since 1979. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746, and at brgtshirts.com. All right. As you know, it is always a crazy hour on the wake-up call on Fundraiser Sundays, you know, because I don't have any music to play in between. It's just me talking and asking you to break out your checkbooks. And but remember that when you do call up 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCK. Welcome to start that now, by the way. Don't wait till later and force me to beg, which I have become to believe is one of the most entertaining methods for people who are listening to this program. They really like to wait for the comical aspect of me just begging for money later on in the hour. But if you do call up early, the folks out there answering the phone do have the information on what's available today. Lots of restaurant gift certificates to some of the places that we always have. The Bel Air Market gift certificate always runs out early. We do have a lot of gift certificates from the markets, wherever you are in any side of town. Lots of restaurant gift certificates here throughout Charlottesville. I have one in Lynchburg and et cetera, for those who may be over the mountain. There are a couple out there that Ann Williams can find for you from the Stanton-Waynesboro area, even though they're not on my list. Ann Williams is here today and has access to a variety of gift certificates that I may not have available just on my list. So if you don't, if the person answering the call doesn't see it on my list, ask them to ask Ann Williams to see what they got. But as always, the number one thing that we make available today for a top-level pledge is sort of inside access to this program. Much like the politics that we talk about, it's who you know. It's what you pay. And for a top-level pledge, you can cover your topic, the people that you think deserve time and publicity on the air for the things that they do, preferably the good things that they do. So a top-level pledge gets you that hour. I will be glad to help you. You tell me the topic that you feel is in need of publicity, the people who deserve their time for the work that they do. I'll be glad to interview them. You and I can work together on how that happens. And what it takes for an hour is a top-level pledge. And so as I try and do every fundraiser twice a year, I have invited someone on the air to go over with that. And today we have Beth Golden, correct?
Correct, Rick.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me here.
And you are with Literacy
Volunteers of Charlottesville Albemarle.
You know, I wanted to encourage every all week. Last 2 weeks, I keep calling it, you know, the Virginia Literacy Group, and then I realized, no, it's literacy comes first.
It does. Literacy does come first, and it, of course, does with our organization as well. There is a Virginia Literacy Foundation, so you're close.
Well, and the way I reminded myself, no, it's literacy comes first, is, and you seem to you know, you jumped on that as well, is the importance of literacy. And so literacy does come first.
Absolutely. I think all of us day to day sort of take for granted the fact that we have basic reading and writing and communication skills. But surprisingly, in our area, there are thousands of adults who don't have those skills. So Literacy Volunteers works to help them gain those skills and improve what they have.
All right. Well, again, we are going to spend some time with Beth Golden, the executive director, correct?
That's it.
From the Literacy Volunteers of Charlottesville Albemarle. And, you know, we'll go out through this throughout the 15 or 20 minutes that you get. If people feel that this organization deserves a full hour to get into greater interest, remember that top level pledge, you know, make it here. We'll work it out. We'll have Beth back on and some other people who volunteer who have been, what is the proper word? You know, patience isn't the right word here.
Diligent.
Well, but the people who are helped by the literacy volunteers.
Oh, they're also very diligent. They're very committed to improving their life situations. There's a reason that they come to us. Our program is entirely voluntary. It's voluntary on the part of the students, and it's voluntary on the part of the tutors. They all come to us eagerly. On the learner side, they realize that they need literacy skills in order to pretty much do anything in life, and we offer that to them for free. Our tutors give their time voluntarily because they recognize the need for one-to-one tutoring for adults and are very willing and excited, actually, about providing that service. And they find it very rewarding. The feedback that we get from our tutors is overwhelming, just positive.
You know, tell me, what makes someone qualify as illiterate? Because I'm basing that there are sort of two groups here. There are American citizens who were raised with the English language, but whose, whether they graduated from high school, et cetera, or not, you know, I think the image is these people who only went to third or fourth grade because they were poor economically, or they were bad students, or, you know, that was the region that they grew up with in, or, you know, whatever. But there's the, you know, and I'm going to use this term in a stereotypical way, but there's the redneck who just didn't, you know, didn't get enough teaching. And then there's the person from another country who is trying to learn English. So what qualifies as someone being illiterate?
Well, you're right on the money in terms of defining the two populations. We have what we call basic literacy learners, and they're pretty much as you've described. They're local residents who have lived in the area, most of them their entire lives. For one reason or another, they either didn't finish school or they completed school without basic literacy skills, which seems unfathomable, but it does happen. And since we're dealing with an adult population, prior to compulsory education requirements, a lot of adults, a lot of people stayed home. They worked on their farms. They raised their siblings. They had family obligations, health situations that prevented them from completing school. So they never gained basic reading and writing skills. And you're right, the other half of our constituents are those from other countries. We call them English as second language students. What qualifies people as illiterate? Well, just statistically speaking, about 17% of adults in our area lack even the basic literacy skills. They are essentially functioning at what we call the lowest literacy level. We're talking difficulty reading just very basic words. That would include road signs, prescription bottles, their kids' homework. Again, things that most of us, I think, take for granted in our day-to-day. A lot of these adults just haven't mastered those basic skills.
And I can see where that would be. I mean, it's one thing to be able to go to the grocery store and use some pictures, but for medications, I mean, that's phenomenal. I wouldn't think about that. And I sat down trying to put this program together. Oh, here's some basic questions to ask Beth. By the way, it's Beth Golden, executive director from the Literacy Volunteers of Charlottesville Albemarle, as we you know, sort of do my miniature show while many, many people call in to make their pledge during Fundraiser Sunday, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS is the toll-free. So that's sort of something that I don't believe many people focus on. It's almost like, well, you know, these people need to learn so that they can fit into my, you know, to my everyday life when they, you know, go to the store or when they at work kind
right.
of thing.
Well, health literacy has become an increasingly recognized national issue as the demographics of our population nationally change. There are barriers to healthcare, as we know, and they're even greater with people who are unable to read and write and communicate. We are partnering with UVA and a couple of other agencies in Charlottesville to create sort of a health literacy commission, and we've already come up with a universal card of sorts. It's wallet size, where basic literacy and ESL adults can carry this with them when they visit their practitioners, take it with them to the pharmacy, so that there is a vehicle for communicating what their health background is, what their current medical needs are, medicines, how to take them, how often. So we look at that as a pretty fundamental need for every adult in the area, but again, especially those that don't have the ability to read and write and communicate with their practitioners.
Talk to me about how illiteracy, and we've chatted a little bit about illiteracy affecting the people taking the class, and I want to get into that a little more. By the way, it is 11:12 here on Fundraiser Sunday. Dial us up. We have a lot of people out there. Mark Smith from The Dead Show is out there answering Woo-hoo. Calls. Let's keep the man going. Mark and I always support each other during Fundraiser. Beth Golden here from Literacy Volunteers. But the focus seems to be so far on the person who's illiterate in some way. How does having the illiteracy volunteers, how does that affect those of us who do speak English and who has English as our first language?
Well, certainly if you're looking at the impact of having an illiterate population, in most cases, those who are at the very lowest level of literacy are living at or below the poverty line. And if you're at that level, you are likely dependent on other social services that are much more costly to the community. We're all paying for the illiteracy problem, and sort of taking it head on and getting with the adults who need the help and bringing their skill level up over the long term is going to make our entire community stronger. Again, the population that we serve is going to be hopefully less dependent on the services that we as taxpayers provide. And of course, they're going to become more engaged in the community. They all have a lot to contribute. They just need to find a way to show that they have those abilities, and we certainly want to foster that.
All right, Beth, we're gonna take a break here. Don't go anywhere because one of my sisters is on the line. Let's make sure I got this set up properly. Are you there?
Yes.
All right. This is my sister, Kathy. Kathy does live outside of the area. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well as can be on Fundraiser Sunday.
Hi, Kathy.
Well, we just called in and made our pledge.
Well, that's so nice of you to hear. I will say that Kathy supports me on a regular basis. And, you know, Kathy, I'm assuming that you were listening by computer because Kathy lives outside of the area. Did you hear Beth talking about illiteracy?
Actually, I did not.
Okay.
We are at a Burger King birthday party sitting in the car.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question. And Beth, my sister teaches kindergartners and first grade in a very downtown urban school.
Fantastic.
So, Kathy, Beth Golden is from the Literacy Volunteers of Charlottesville, Albemarle, and we're talking about the need for literacy in an everyday life and not just for people who have English as a second language. I'm curious as to what you find with your students, and I believe that this year you have new kindergartners, and what you find in terms of helping these children become as literate as possible.
Well, it's very obvious when you have a child who comes into the room who no one has ever really done any reading with them compared to the child who has been read to from, you know, a very young age. They know how to handle a book. They know where to start reading. They know the front cover, the back cover. I mean, they know how to handle books, whereas children who come into the classroom that haven't done that, you really have to start with very basics of what we call lap reading. I mean, you have to do a lot of sitting and just reading to them on a very one-on-one basis because they've missed that from the 0 to 5, you know, what parents should be doing, which is reading every night. They miss that, and so you have to kind of step backwards and supplement that in the classroom. So it's very evident that kids who are read to are much better prepared for school than kids who are not read to.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we do with the adults that come into our program is ask them to set goals. And a lot of times those goals are simply being able to read a book to their child, being able to help a kid with homework. So, yeah, family literacy is a huge, huge national issue. And you're tackling it from the youth side, and we're tackling it from the adult side.
Right, and it's difficult, you know, when you have parents who come in who have children in school who can't read, you know, even the simplest of parent notes that you send home, or, you know, can't read the directions on the homework to help their child do the homework, they really are at a disadvantage. You know, 99% of the time, those are the kids who have no parental participation in their child's education.
Definitely, definitely. It's a big concern for us as well.
Right.
All right, Kathy, is my nephew there?
Yes.
Would he like to chat for just a moment?
Okay, hold on.
By the way, this is my my youngest nephew. He's 5, I think, and he loves to make a pledge because he likes to hear his voice on the radio.
Hello?
Bren, how are you?
Good.
What are you doing? You're at a Burger King birthday party?
Yes, it's Josie's birthday party.
Oh, well, very nice. Well, thank you for giving money to the radio station.
Yes. Well, I have to talk to you.
Oh, what do you want to talk about? You need to be real quick.
Well, Lazarus is so funny, and he's so cute, and...
Yes, Lazarus is very cute.
I like the rattlesnake in your car, and I like the goats.
Oh, and you like the goats, too. Well, I'll tell Sarah that you like the goats, and I'll tell Lazarus that you like him, and that reminds me to tell everybody a story in just a minute, okay?
Okay.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tell bye to your mama. All right. That's enough, and I appreciate everyone who calls in. You don't have to be a family member to call in. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN rocks for your donation to the Wake Up Call. Remember, it's not about how much you donate, although, you know, put as much in there as you'd like. But we'd like to know that we're actually supported by a number of people, and that's always a big help to us. 11:19 here in the Wake Up Call. We will be back with Beth Golden in just a second. But first, let me tell you the markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Mostly cloudy today, 50% of showers and thunderstorms, but highs only 73 or so. Mostly cloudy tonight, 20% chance of showers, lows in the mid-50s. A little warmer in the Richmond area, mostly sunny tomorrow, highs 75 to 80. Right now, there's some clouds across the listening area, 69 in the valley, 71 in Lynchburg, 76 in Richmond, 69 in Charlottesville.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
You know, let me take a moment before we get back to Beth, Beth Golden from the Literacy Volunteers of Charlottesville and Albemarle. By the way, again, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. You might have heard Rand mention Lazarus and how much he loved Lazarus and the goats, how much he liked the goats. And I have been mentioning the fact that for a top-level pledge, you can pick the topic that you would like to pick and have an hour for your organization, for your for the things that you do that you love. Well, in the spring of 2007, I had someone call up and make that pledge. Her name was Sarah Landon. And because she loved animals, and she was volunteering at the Nelson County SPCA, Almost Home Pet Adoption Center. You can go online, nelsonspca.org. And especially for those of you who are on the southern side of Albemarle County, as much as what everything Charlottesville Albemarle does in their SPCA, they have a lot of money. And if you're on the southern side of the county, it's a lot closer to go to the Nelson SPCA. And Sarah wanted to do a show on the Nelson SPCA and the fact that they were becoming a no-kill shelter. Sarah and I exchanged some emails and some phone numbers or some phone calls about what to do, how to lay out the program, and pick a date. I became interested in Sarah. So I asked her, I said, would you go out on a, you know, go to lunch with me after maybe the show? Sure. Can I bring a dog to the station with me? And I'm like, you know, I'm kind of nervous about that because what if the dog starts barking and everything? You know, the microphones will be live. No, no, no. This dog will be perfect. He's just going to come in. He's just going to lay on the ground. He'll be good. Okay. So Sarah shows up. She has Lazarus with her. Lazarus is a dog who went through a rough life. He showed up to the shelter all beat up, blind in one eye, many scratches and scars and a lot of problems. The legend of Lazarus is that he was attacked by a bear. And since that time, I've been dating Sarah Landon for a year and a half, and I have had Lazarus as my pet for over a year now. So that is the kind of thing that can come from donating your hour to WNRN. It does not mean that I'll go out with you because I've already taken care of that. But those are the kind of good things that come from supporting your love, your interest, is that top-level pledge for your organization. You never know what good karma comes from that. So 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. And again, because I am now so attached to that group, NelsonSPCA.org, Almost Home Pet Adoption Center. All right, I'll move on from that. And I do want to thank Sarah also made a pledge today. There are lots of restaurant coupons out there. There are also some art season tickets. I have season tickets for the live art shows. I have two pair of season tickets to the Play On Theater, which is in the Ix building downtown as well. That's a pair of season tickets to every show, and I have two sets of those. I have Three Notched Grill, Mono Loco, Blue Light, Maya, Zocalo, Bel Air Market, Forest Lakes, Mill Creek. I have some Sammy Snacks treats. I have Rapture. I have The Flat. I have Martin's Grill on the north side of town. And, you know, I haven't mentioned this one yet, but if you are interested in a particular, you have a special event coming up, not a wedding because this does not qualify as a wedding cake, but the market at Forest Lakes, my head cook, was the pastry chef at Hamilton's Restaurant for 8 years. She moved to come work with me because driving to downtown every day was a pain. She now has two children, the parking, etc. She is a wonderful cook, and specialty is dessert. As I said, dessert pastry chef at Hamilton's for 8 years. For the proper pledge, we will make the dessert that you'd like for your party, your event, and we will work together on that. All right, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN Rocks. Beth Golden here from Literacy Volunteers of Charlottesville, Albemarle. All right, Beth, we've been talking about being illiterate and those who are illiterate and why they need the help and why it's helpful. What does it take to be a tutor?
Your time, your commitment, and a little bit of training. If you've been a teacher before, sometimes we'll waive the training unless you want to attend. And honestly, it's just the dedication that's the primary thing and a real interest in helping someone learn how to read. We have about 100 tutors a year. Actually, we're over that right now as our student numbers have grown, so have our tutor numbers. We are almost always in need of tutors. Right when we've got everybody matched, we'll get a wave of new students, and there we go again. We're always looking for tutors. Our tutors are from a variety of backgrounds and ages and interests. We have tutors that want to work specifically with basic literacy adults, local people from the area. And then we have others that have more of an interest in helping ESL students master the English language. Regardless of what your interests are, we need you. And we only require 2 hours a week for you to meet with your student. You can schedule that based on your schedule. There's whatever's convenient and flexible for the both of you. And all of our tutoring is done one-to-one so that you can move at the pace of your student and kind of offer to them the curriculum as you see it best delivered. And we find that that's a very, very successful model for our students, and it's very, very helpful for our tutors, too, to have the one-on-one situation.
What is the common factor that you have? I mean, obviously, I think for volunteers, a common factor is, you know, wanting to be helpful in general. But is there a common factor?
Well, it's interesting. I've noticed with some of the ESL tutors, a lot of them have traveled. They've been to other countries. They've seen the need in other countries. They come back here and end up maybe with a student from an area that they've either been to or had an interest in. And so for us, that makes a logical match. I don't know if there's any one defining thing with among all of our tutors other than just that dedication, yeah, and that willingness and desire to help an adult learn to read. And, of course, a lot of our tutors have a love of reading themselves. That always helps because certainly if there's an underlying passion there, they're going to be much more likely to stay with it and see the student through until they have reached a manageable level of reading and writing.
All right. We are talking with Beth Golden from Literacy Volunteers. Feel free to call us up, 1129-979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Let me thank Blue Ridge Mountain Sports for their support today. You can go back to school in mountain style this year with packs, footwear, and clothing from Blue Ridge Mountain Sports. And just so you know, the Blue Ridge Mountain Sports in the Barrack Church Shopping Center is a grand prize in this year's premium fundraiser. The Fall North Face package for male or female includes North Face Ultra 104 Gore-Tex trail shoes, the Ventura rain shell, and the Denali fleece jacket, among other things. You can find Blue Ridge Mountain Sports in the Barrack Church Shopping Center here in Charlottesville and at brms.com. So let's give a big thanks and support to them. And, you know, you can't win if you don't call and pledge. All right, the last little bit of time here with Beth Golden before I begin my standard, you know, begging time left. A little bit again about the numbers and the percentage of people who are in need of the literacy volunteers.
Well, we know just from National Institute for Literacy statistics that there are thousands of adults in our area who lack basic literacy skills, that have the lowest level. If you use their 17% figure and kind of extrapolate based on our population, that's a huge number based on, you know, population of 100,000 plus. And then we have adults who are above the lowest level of literacy skills, but still at a level that prevents them from really moving beyond a situation of poverty or near poverty. Because obviously, if you don't have those skills, you're not going to get a job that pays very well. It's challenging enough as it is. So we really are talking about thousands, and our census statistics also confirm that, even self-reporting, and not everybody self-reports in the census, of course. The last census showed about 6,000 adults who said they don't speak English very well. So we know that we have a pretty challenging figure there to address.
All right, Beth, thank you so much for coming in today. I appreciate the work that you do. I appreciate you enlightening at least myself on the topic at hand. And people can volunteer. How do they reach you to volunteer if we caught their attention there?
If you'd like to be a volunteer or just talk more about what it takes to be a volunteer, you can call the Literacy Volunteers Office. It's 977-3838. Our website is literacyforall.org. I encourage you to check that site out. Whether or not you want to volunteer, there are lots of other interesting tidbits on the site, events that we hold and sponsor, and just general information about the literacy issues in the community.
All right. Thank you so much.
I want to thank you as well, Rick. And I'm going to go pay my pledge, which I might point out I made before I came here today. I've been a longtime listener, and I really appreciate all that you do for the community.
Well, I appreciate that. I know WNRN appreciates that as a whole. All right. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Dial us up, please. Make a pledge or two. 1132 on the wake-up call. And let's do this. We are here to talk finances today. That's what's happening at the station. And it's all really anything anyone is really talking about right now anyway. Bailouts and buyouts and sellouts and other outs of cash. You've probably followed the headlines. But let's take a moment and add it all up. The current headline in the news is $700 billion to save the American financial world. Money so that we do not have to return to bartering or using pretty stones to buy our food, shelter, and clothing. Now add in the $85 billion most recently used to keep the insurance company AIG from drowning in the mess they helped create. Then there's the potential maximum of $200 billion promised to aid those childishly named mortgage companies Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, as though they were created by a four-year-old hosting a tea party, not actually being run by one. Plus the keystone to this government assistance, the $29 billion spent on helping Bear Stearns have a nickel left for every $100 bill they lost. Add it up, and it's over $1 trillion. But the news this week has been about the latest crisis and the $700 billion potentially needed to fix it. Maybe you agree with the decision and maybe you don't. Could the financial experts have seen the allowed practices leading to ruin? Could we let these experts have $700 billion to try again? So maybe that's why no one is paying any attention to the $25 billion in cheap loans being given to the Detroit automakers. 700 does overwhelm 25. This is the spending that's appalling me. Certainly the blue-collar factory worker is the better image for government aid than the cigar-smoking stock trader. But the auto industry is receiving this money to retool their plants for more efficient and hybrid cars Oh, please. Detroit and American car makers have seen this coming for 30 years and chose to do nothing. That's why foreign automobile makers now have such a large percentage of American car sales, while GM, Ford, and Chrysler are closing plants and letting workers go. America went through a fuel crisis in the 1970s when a car's license plate number determined the day of the week for fill-up. There were long lines of cars waiting for an open pump, and automobile manufacturers declared cars with better miles per gallon were on the way, and they were, for a while. It wasn't long before a car with 35 miles per gallon was easily available in the 70s. But then the crisis went away. The small cars didn't have a big enough price tag, and Detroit's Big Three ignored the future and returned to the past. Over the last 30 years, we have not increased the average miles per gallon for our cars. Not once. 40, 50, 60 miles per gallon cars aren't really out there, and they should be. Foreign automakers were the ones who brought the hybrid to our market. So here we are today, giving out $25 billion to three companies that have spent 30 years ignoring every hint, every inclination that the future was changing. To them, it was easier to just keep on doing the same thing, and now we reward them with money for something they should have done on their own. Would you give money to a friend or a family member to buy a new car, knowing that they never put oil or got it changed in their old car? So grab a pen and a piece of paper. Spell it out numerically. A 1 followed by 12 zeros. That's the financial market's request overall. A 2 and a 5 followed by 9 zeros. That's the cheap loan given to the car folks. So now grab your checkbook. A 1 followed by 1 or maybe 2 zeros. Or just a 2 and a 5. Simple, much more affordable, more realistic, and the money is going to a group here who will use it, not waste it. Thank you for your time as I rant about my day and ask for your money. All right. That was just me talking. Oh, here we go. I apparently got somebody's attention. I do want to thank Jim and Molly Kroll for their support. And they've supported me in a lot of ways. Thank you very much for Jim and Molly. Everybody should be pledging as frequently to life and the world as Jim and Molly do. Thank you very much. Let me take a moment and do this to catch my breath after that last little piece.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
In 1991, a Russian attorney defected to America. He filed all the necessary paperwork, married an American, and moved to Charlottesville. So why has Homeland Security broken up his family by putting him in federal jail awaiting deportation? The Hook tells the story. 20 years ago, Roger Shiflett was found shot to death in his store. Now DNA evidence may be enough for the widow's second husband to be indicted. And take a look at edible landscaping. What is it? Where is it? And how does it taste? The Hook, reminding you that WNRN takes cash, checks, and credit cards during the fall fund drive. Ooh, 11:40 on the wake-up call. I'm wearing myself out. Gene McCusker, there we go. Top pledge. And we'll be doing an hour with Gene on a topic of her choice. Thank you, Gene. Gene has always supported WNRN in many ways, and this program, Wake Up Call, for many fund drives. Thank you so much for being there with us again today. 979-0919-1877, WNRN Rocks. Let me remind you about 45fix.com. If you have a home improvement project, there's another way to find a contractor. It's 45fix.com. From remodeling to repair projects, immediate no-obligation estimates available anytime. 45fix.com. That's the number 4 and the number 5 and the word fix.com. No zeros behind any of that. All right. Sounds like my man Patrick would like to chat. By the way, Patrick, Sarah sends her love.
Oh, excellent. Awesome. Yeah, you know what, though? Speaking of love, how much love have you gotten today so far from your listeners?
Well, in terms of the individual listeners, lots and lots, because the handful that I have, a vast majority of them are indeed top-level pledges. But the number, the overall number of people could be much greater.
All right, so let me ask a different question then. You know, you've been doing this show for how many years now?
It makes me sound older if I answer that question.
Understood. So how many phone calls would you say you get a week on average for questions?
If you take those particularly crazy shows like Lee Channing when she's on here, mm-hmm. and, you know, we get 15 calls during the hour because that's about all we can fit into the hour. If we do, in a future program, I'm going to get Rusty Simpre back in here with his friend to talk about where we do sort of the WNRN version of Car Talk.
Uh-huh.
And some of those really popular ones, that's all we can do. Hang up the phone rings. Hang up the phone rings.
So in comparison to the average number of calls you get per show versus today, what are we looking at here?
We're below average.
So what you're telling me is that there are people listening right now that listen to your show every week that like to call in and ask questions so that they can get the information that they need from this very valuable program, but now they're not putting their money where their mouth is. Is that what you're saying?
I would never put it that way.
All right, well, luckily I can put it that
That's
way.
That's right. As the person who doesn't have to be back next Sunday to deal with that rather straightforward comment on that, I'll let you say it that way.
Word. All right. Well, I will definitely say it that way then, because that's what I do here at WNRN, and I'm definitely the bad boy, and I don't mind it. But no, so instead of insulting people, though, let me instead praise the people, though, that are doing this, because the people that are pledging right now know that this is a very important program to a very important station that, you know, you're not going to get a wide variety of music along with talk radio in any other place except for WNRN. And these people are calling to keep it on the air. Plus, they're getting these amazing packages, the gift certificates that you've been talking about. And so for those people, I want to say just thanks. Because without you, this whole talk radio show, the Wake Up Call, disappears. WNRN disappears. And it also lets us know that not only do you want it to stay on the air, but you'd like to hear more of it. It's almost like WNRN's version of ratings.
Well, and you know, one of the things that, and I know that many people do this, but not everyone on this station does this, and certainly not at any other station, is at the end of the program, if you listen to the end of this program on a regular basis, my email is sent out. Mm-hmm. I announce what my email is, abstractme@AOL.com. Rick Moore is my real name, and I tell everyone where I work at the markets of Tiger Fuel, the Forest Lake store. So if you want to talk to me, if you want to send me an email, if you want to stop by and say, good show, bad show, if you want to say, why don't you do a topic on this, I'm not hiding anywhere about what I say or what I do on Sundays. So, you know, that opportunity is out there, but
That makes you a real person, too.
This opportunity is to call up and show the station how much you should support it and put your checkbook, your credit card, as I talked to someone yesterday, the $20 cash is all you have in your pocket today, because that's what you'd like to do.
You know, that brings up another really interesting point, though, Rick, is that I bet you get a lot of people when you talk about the fund drive saying, oh, well, I've got rent due tomorrow. It's the end of the month. I can't give you any money right now. And the neat thing about the fund drive is we're always talking about your pledge of support. And how the pledge works is you call us up, you pledge. You say, hey, you know, I'd like to give my own topic to the Wake Up Call. I want to make that level 4 pledge, but I don't have $100 just floating around right now. It's cool. Call up, pledge. We'll go ahead and write your name down. Whatever premium package you want, we will reserve for you so no one else gets it. And then when you have that money, you can give it to us. So that way, just when things are going easier for you, you can help out the station and you can still get the things that you wanted. And all you've got to do right now is just take 5 minutes to call 979-0919 or toll free 1-877-967-6762 or star NRN on your Intellis wireless phone.
You're the man, Patrick. Thanks for giving me that quick breather.
I love you, Rick. I love this show. I want to see you do well during the fun drive every single time. Oh, we got so many calls right now that the lights are flashing. This is good.
Oh, that's it. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. And I do want to take a moment and thank someone who supports me every time around. She is supporting WNRN, and don't feel like that by calling in you're only supporting Wake Up Call and Rick Moore. The money goes to NRN as a whole, but like Patrick said, it's nice to know that this particular show is receiving some love and support. Brendan Clements Jones giving a shout out to Snow Mountain in Greene County. Brenda, thank you so much. Brenda stops by the store every once in a while. I always make sure to say hi so that I can put the name with the face. And I do want to thank her again for a pledge this fundraiser, just as she did in the fall last year, as she did in the spring of this year. And I can always count on Brenda. 11:47 on the Wake Up Call. Again, there's lots. I can keep going through all the things that are out there, but if you just call up and ask the fun folks who are answering today, answering the phones, don't forget that top-level pledge allows you to pick the topic. And if you have any suggestions for guests that you would like to have on here for the hour, we will, of course, have some political shows coming up. I have Professor Ramazani coming up once again in the next couple of weeks. Pete Ronayne will be back just before Election Day. Santa Claus will be back just before Christmas, and that is often certainly one of my very favorite shows, and it seems to be one of the most popular in terms of parents. And for any parents with younger kids who are listening, Santa Claus coming into town to visit and make some calls to your child, possibly. 979-0919 is available right now. 979-0919. Please dial us up. I'm going to introduce a new friend of mine to get on the microphone with me, because one of the things that I want to do is I want to, you know, I want to expand how we're the topics that we're covering. This is my friend Rosemary. How are you?
Hi.
I met Rosemary. I guess I've met Rosemary before, but yesterday Rosemary and I got the opportunity to chat for a while. Rosemary's still in school.
Yeah. I'm in seventh grade.
Seventh grade. And I found Rosemary to be a very, very exciting person, much interested in many more things than the average seventh grader would be. Very talented. And what I wanted to do was to take advantage of this moment here while hopefully some other people call up to talk to you about what sort of topics do you think that this program needs to cover to get you, your friends, some others that you are in school between, you know, seventh grade and up to listen to and to participate in. What are your suggestions?
Well, me personally, I have a lot of different ideas and subjects that I'm interested in that not a lot of my friends are. And I know a lot of my friends are into the whole new age kind of scene, and you might want to just talk about what is going on with younger people, and that might attract, like, at least parents to know what's going on in their kids' lives, even if, like, you know, just talking about kind of, you know, music that is affecting the kids and kind of this new age stuff going on in the schools and all that kind of stuff.
How do I do that? Are you going to help me, like, catch up with the right people for that? Or do I call the school?
I really don't know. Like, you know, get people who are interested in what is going on. I mean, and who know about this? I don't know. Like,
you remember, I'm 44. Oh wait, no, I'm only 34. Or wait, 24.
I don't know. Like,
well, you're going to need to. I gave out my email address, and again, if you listen to the end of the hour, abstractme@aol.com, and you're going to need to have them send me some email, preferably without any virus or strange attachments.
Right.
And I'll, because that's something I want to do. That's something that I think that the fundraiser, one of the popular things that comes out of the fundraiser is, you know, people making that top level pledge to guarantee the hour. But even if you don't want to make a top level pledge, it's, you're welcome to make the suggestion as you go along. You're welcome to learn, where I, you know, where I work. You're welcome to get my email address and say, by the way, you know, I thought that was cool. Oh, and you were talking about politics, but I don't really, you know, the politics scene isn't for me.
Right.
But, you know, here's something that I think you've missed out on. I haven't heard you do this. I haven't heard you mention that topic. You said yesterday that you thought a show about religion would be really interesting.
Right. I'm really interested into philosophy and religion and those kind of topics. And I think it'd be really nice to hear what other people have to say and what their opinions would be. And I would, you know, personally like to be on the show to, you know, discuss that. So.
I guarantee you that I will put that show together just for you, because you have been kind enough to sit down with me, today.
All right. Thank you.
So you're going to help me, find some people to do, some of the New Age stuff so that we can actually participate and not just with, some of the school, kids, but also to enlighten the parents as to what might be going on in their lives.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Rosemary.
Thank you.
All right, let me thank Joe Crisp. Hey, Joe! Thank you so much, Joe Crisp, calling in and making a pledge for me. Joe was on the show before when we did a show, about politics, I believe, back at the start of the summer. Thank you, Joe, for putting it together out there. 979-091-9877-WNRN-ROCKS. 7 minutes left in the program. So make your call, please. You've left me little time to beg this year, but it won't stop me from starting now. And let me thank support today coming from CW29, your late local news, now on an hour early. NBC29 has been covering Charlottesville since 1973, and you can see it without staying up late. It's NBC29 News at 10 o'clock. On CW29, over the air at 29.3, and on Comcast Channel 12 in Charlottesville, that's NBC29 News, early at 10, only on CW. All right, I do want to take my time here and beg for the last few minutes of the hour. It's, you know, just to whine about it for a minute, which some people say I do often. This is not it's the most fun thing to do. There are many people who would love to have an hour, a live hour, behind a radio microphone on a weekly basis. And I do. And it is regularly my carrot at the end of the work week. Spending time with my girlfriend, hanging out with my dog, coming into the radio station on Sundays. Those are the things that get me through the occasionally difficult work week. But that doesn't make it really easy to do this. Finding a topic, putting together the guests, researching the topic, which, because I'm not doing shows every week that I already know all the questions to, or, you know, I haven't been trained by my attorney on what the questions will be, and give my, you know, so that they give me all the answers, I have to sit down and come up with these things. And it would be nice to have the support from those of you calling in, 979-0919, 1-877-967-6762. Dial us up. Let me know that you support that. That you listen, if not every Sunday, at least many Sundays. It's one of the things that that you enjoy from WNRN. Again, you can pick the topic. You can go, you can spend an entire year, 2008, 2009, going to live arts or play on theater with their tickets, with a free set of tickets. There are a ton of restaurant gift certificates out there. In fact, phone call people, there's just a few minutes left. The next person can get a top level gift certificate for a level 3 pledge. Ann Williams may disagree with me, but I don't care. We're making a promise. If you make that top level pledge normally to get that special gift certificate, well, today, right now, next person only can get that can drop down one level.
So what you're saying is that you're saving people money.
I always save people money, Patrick. What's that all about?
This is exciting. So basically, if I recall right now, I could get something that was like a level 4 pledge, like a dinner for two gift certificate.
Then there's stuff out there for what's out there? I picked a bunch. Zocalo is out there. Mono Loco. Blue Light is out there.
Wait. Dinner for two at Blue Light for a level 3 pledge?
Well, I think the gift certificates are set at a certain value.
You could probably get dinner for two at that value.
$50 at Mono Loco, at Zocalo, at Blue Light. Normally, we ask for a level 4 pledge, but you can have it for a level 3 pledge if you're the next person to call up and ask for that.
Hot dog.
All right. Let me also think.
I wonder if I could get hot dogs there.
Let me also think up and make and thank Maureen De La Cruz. I hope that's a proper pronunciation. And she says that Anne needs to play more world music. You hear that, Anne? I will. In fact, and when my hour is up in the next few minutes, please call up soon because my hour is almost up. I will personally twist Anne's arm behind her back and help, and that's right, give her a burn. I remember I had younger sisters. I know how to flick the ears, give the burn on the arm. All right, 11:57 on the wake up call. This is WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS FM Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg. Les Tempest is up next. Drew Thompson's already here. He's really in my way and crowding my aura.
Sorry, Rick.
He's already going to have his time. But 1-877 WNRN rocks. And I know that there are a lot of people out there who listen on a regular basis. And like Patrick said, I'd just like to have one more of you call in, and the next one of you who does that can get that special deal on the restaurant. It could also be on the theater tickets, the year-long theater tickets, if that's what you prefer, but dial us up. Let me take a moment and tell you about some of the things that I'm going to try and do shows on, and you are welcome to guarantee that if you make that level 4 pledge. Some suggestions that have come from others, how to host a party where I get some caterers in here, some event planners, et cetera, to talk about how to host a party as we get into the fall, winter season. I'm going to have some talented teenagers in here. I've already worked that out. Some people who are musicians and who are in theater, et cetera. I talked to Rosemary about doing something with religion and philosophy. I'm going to try and get up Meredith Richards, former Charlottesville City Council member, to talk about trains and other public transportation. Talked to Police Chief Longo from Charlottesville about the recent, what seems to be anyway, from media, local shootings and an increase in crime. I want to find an advice columnist to come on and take questions, not just Lee Channing, but more of an advice columnist about problems with your life. I'm trying to find out if there's still a sex therapist over on the Cavalier Daily, but I don't know. Rusty, I'm going to hit him up for the yearly thing to come on and talk about sort of our car talk. October is car care month. There you go. All right. It is noon. Make this last call. 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN Rocks. Drew Thompson is up next with Les Temps Perdue.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday, and by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@aol.com or at wnrn.org. The wake-up call is produced by Michael Strickland. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the wake-up call, only on WNRN.